愿姊妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
自从全球爆发疫情以来，很多人活在恐慌中。
Since the explosion of the pandemic, everyone is living in fear.
很多人与人保持距离，互不来往。
Many have kept their distance and not have physical contacts.
连许多的基督徒也不能去教会了。
Many Christians can't even attend church anymore.
但是也有例外的。
Of course, there are some exceptions.
有人可以勇敢的能够知难而进。
A lot of people go the opposite route.
例如一个在医学院这个读书的一个学生。
Just like a student who's going through medical school.
当他看到疫情这样的严峻，很多人需要医生护士的时候。
When she saw the need of doctors and nurses.
虽然他还没有毕业，也没有人就这个强迫他要站在一线。
She hasn't graduated yet, and no one is forcing her to be on the front line.
但是他是一个基督徒，他经过祷告，他说我要站出来。
She is a Christian, and through prayer, after praying, she says, "I have to step up."
而且他的父母非常的理解，也支持他。
And her parents were very supportive of her decision.
今天我们一同来到主的面前，我们来祷告。
Let us pray together when we're in front of the Lord.
疫情中我们当做什么
？What should we do in the midst of pandemic？
我们一起祷告。天父，感谢你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you.
让我们来到你的面前。
When we come before you.
虽然我们还不能到教会一起的聚集敬拜你。
Even though we cannot be together physically.
但是我们仍然借着 Zoom 平台一同来投靠，来侍奉你。
Yet we use this Zoom app to worship you together.
求你对我们每一个人说话。
May you speak to us individually.
你的宝座设立在我们当中。
Your throne be set in front of us, amongst us.
你亲自的能够喂养我们。
May you feed us individually.
求主洁净你卑微仆人的口。
Lord, may you cleanse the lip of your servant.
让我们众人带着一颗渴慕的心、领受的心来侍立在你的面前。
So that we can all come with an eager heart to receive your words.
求你带领下面的时间。
May you please guide the following time.
我们把荣耀归给你。
We give you all glory.
我们这样同心合一祷告。
We pray this all in unity and in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
接着刚才主读的经文，我的分享的题目是《疫情中我在这里》。
Through the passage we just read, our sermon is titled "In the Midst of Pandemic, I Am Here."
我有三方面可以分享。
There are three points that I can share today.
第一，疫情中神怜悯眷顾。
The first point is in the midst of pandemic, God mercifully watches over us.
第一节讲到，当乌西亚王崩的那年，我见主坐在各的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿。
Verse 1 it says, In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on a throne, high and exalted, and the train of his robe filled the temple.
这节经文有三个人物，这三者有什么关联呢？
So there are three people here. What are the relations between them?
乌西亚王，我跟主，这有什么关系呢
？There's Uzziah, King Uzziah. There's me, I, and there's the Lord. What are the relations between them?
那么乌西亚到底是谁呢
？And who is King Uzziah?
乌西亚是犹大国的一个国王，他在位52年。
Uzziah was a king of Judah, kingdom of Judah. He served as a king for 52 years.
他算是一个好王。
He is considered a good king.
在位的时候英明能干，有辉煌的成就。
He was very brilliant and he was very capable.
可惜也因此呢，他在神面前自大。
However, he was very arrogant and very prideful.
神就让他死了。
And he was prideful in front of God, so God allowed him to die.
在古代，一个君王的去世对国家来说是个危机。
In the old days, when a king passes away to a country, it's considered a crisis.
当时的犹大国可以说是面临空前的疫情。
And to the kingdom of Judah at the time, it's as if they're experiencing a pandemic.
通常我们讲到疫情，我们以为只是一个瘟疫。
So every time we think of a pandemic, we think of it's infection related.
其实疫情可以分很多的种类。
So it actually can be related to different aspects.
病毒的疫情、政治的疫情、这个国家的这一个的不稳定的一个的动乱的疫情，其实这些都是可以说是一个非常严峻的问题。
So it's essentially problems within a country, whether it's a pandemic or it's a political crisis, etc.
总之叫人就是非常的恐慌，不知所措。
So it makes people very fearful, not sure of what to do.
当乌西亚王奔的那年，那么整个的犹大国怎么办呢？
So after King Uzziah's death, what happens to the Israel, to the kingdom of Judah?
就在这个时候，神让以赛亚先知看到了一个的异象。
So here, God allowed prophet Isaiah to see a vision.
神让他看见了主坐在高高的宝座上。
God allowed him to see the Lord seated on a throne, high and exalted.
神要先知明白一件事情。
God wants Isaiah to understand one thing.
地上的君王虽然死了。
Even though the king of earth is dead.
但是犹大国还有一位天上的王耶和华。
But the kingdom of Judah have a Jehovah God of heaven.
而且他仍然坐在宝座上，是永远活着的。
And God is still seated on the throne and lives forever.
更重要的是，神能够眷顾怜悯整个的犹大国，甚至是全地的人。
And the most important thing is, He is merciful and He watches over the whole kingdom.
这里告诉我们，第一节告诉我们，这个先知看到了神不当坐在高宝座上。
Here it says, not only did the prophet see God seated high above on the throne.
而且神的衣裳垂下，遮满整个圣殿。
It also says the train of his robe filled the temple.
这表示神虽然高高的在上。
It represents that even though God is high above,
却能垂顾凡进到圣殿里的人。
Yet he still cares for those who enters the temple.
神能够怜悯荫蔽所有投靠他的人。
And God will protect those who find shelter in him.
就好像一个慈爱的母亲用她的衣裳将自己的孩子隐藏在怀里。
Just like a loving mother uses her clothes to hide her child in her arm.
路德记记载。
In Book of Ruth.
拿米一家为了生活远离了神。
Naomi's family went away from God due to life.
但是呢，人算不如天算呢。这个在摩押地，他们一家遭遇了不幸。
But of course, in the land of Moab, they met with misfortune.
当时这一个家庭里的三个男人都死光了。
And in the family, the three men all died.
在当时的时代。一个家庭没有男人，只剩下这寡妇是无法生存的。
In that time period, a family without men, the widow that is left behind, they cannot survive on their own.
但是圣经却清楚的记载，就在这个时候，拿俄米听见了神眷顾自己的百姓。
But during the difficult time, Naomi heard that God cared for his own people.
于是这拿俄米在伤痛之余能够立定心志要回到伯利恒。
And because of that, Naomi was able to set foot to go back to her own country, to her own land.
因为在那个逆境的中，神仍然是她的盼望。
Because in the midst of trouble, God is her hope.
所以当拿俄米决定要回这个故乡的时候，她的这个一个的儿媳妇路德要认定婆婆跟她一起去。
And when Naomi set forth to go back to her own land, Ruth, her daughter-in-law, was willing to believe in her mother-in-law's God and willing to go back with her.
这个路德之所以能够认定婆婆的神是受婆婆的影响的。
And Ruth was willing to believe her mother-in-law's God. It's because of Naomi's faith.
所以呢，这个路德甘愿的抛弃一切，能够跟着婆婆来到伯利恒。
So Ruth is willing to forfeit everything that she has and go back to her mother-in-law's land, to Bethlehem.
然后路德照着婆婆的指示，这个求波阿斯用衣襟遮盖她。
And with the instruction of the mother-in-law, Ruth pleaded and asked Boaz to cover her, to protect her.
其实这个路德求波阿斯用衣襟遮盖她，意思就是这个祈求她的怜悯眷顾。
Ruth pleading to ask Boaz to cover her, meaning to ask Boaz to have mercy on her.
当然，这个波阿斯可以预表神。凡投靠他的，他都愿意怜悯眷顾。
And here Boaz represents God, meaning those who are asking to be covered and pleading to be covered, God will protect and provide.
结果我们就很清楚了，这个呢，路德的这个雨下的这个年日都有保障了。
And what is the end result? Ruth was protected for the remainder of her life.
今天全球我们面对空前的疫情。
So in the time of pandemic that we are currently in,
很多人这个仰望的指望的是这个国家的领袖。
Many people look up to their leaders of the country,
或者医学的精英们。
Or the medical personnel.
但是事实告诉我们，无论是普京还是特朗普，面对疫情，我们不能有作为。
However, the results show us whether it's Putin or Trump, they are powerless.
而且这个医学的经验到今天还是束手无策面对疫情。
And the medical experts, they're still helpless at this day.
但我知道我们的神有办法。
However, I know our God has an answer.
我们知道圣经多处的记载，这个疫情神可以叫疫情马上的止住。
We know it has been recorded in the Bible many times. God can stop a pandemic right there and then.
今天的疫情还没有止住，我相信神在等人悔改，愿意去投靠他。
I believe the pandemic has not stopped yet. It's because God is waiting for people to repent and come back, return to Him.
从刚才我们的以赛亚书第六章第一节很清楚的指示我们，神肯怜悯眷顾在疫情中投靠他的人。
We clearly read the Bible earlier that God is willing to relent on those who are willing to repent back to Him.
我们今天要做的，我们作为基督徒要做的，在疫情中要做的，就是去告诉别人，神愿意怜悯眷顾你，你愿意投靠他吗？
And what we have to do as Christians is to go to people, ask them to repent to God, and He will protect.
虽然这场的疫情来势汹汹，叫人闻风丧胆。
Even though the pandemic is coming like waves, making all of us very frightened.
但是我感谢神。
However, I thank God.
4月19号，神感动我打开了教会的大门。
And April 19th, God has touched me to keep the door of church open.
因为在三月份的时候，纽约爆发疫情的时候，我们教会就从国内订了大批的口罩，分给医院、这个护士、警察局、消防局。
And because since the explosion of pandemic in March, we have ordered a lot of masks from China so that we can give it to the hospitals, the healthcare workers.
而且这个新闻报道，我们这个 Queens Corona 地区是整个纽约疫情重灾区。
And in the news, it shows that Corona, where we are located, is one of the worst areas in New York City.
我们的教会就在这重灾区的 Corona.
And the church that I'm in, we are in Corona.
我们的教会的英文名字就是 Faith Bible Church Corona.
And the church name for us is Corona, just like the pandemic.
而且这个冠状病毒的英文名字就 Coronavirus.
And the English name for the virus is coronavirus, exactly where we're located.
所以我不断地为这个区域，为这个重灾区祷告。
So I continuously pray for the area.
虽然当时政府说不可以，教会的门不可以打开。
Even though the government says the church cannot have your doors open.
但是我里面有很深的感动。
But I have a deep thought within me.
在疫情中我当做些什么？
What should I do in the midst of pandemic?
感谢神，这个4月4日，我一个人站在教会的大堂关起门祷告。
So on April 19th, I closed the door of church and I was inside praying alone.
我祷告中被神感动，打开教会的大门。
And in the midst of prayer, I was very touched by the Lord and I opened the church door afterwards.
我就拿一张小桌，这个放在靠住教会的门。
So I used one small table to keep the door of the church open.
把教会剩下的几千个口罩拿出来，这个一包10个的，然后呢，复福音当章要给路人。And
I put the gospel pamphlets attached with the mass that we had, the remainder amount of mass we have, to give it out to passerbys for free.
我在门口就挂了一个 sign, Jesus love you.
On the outside of church, I have a sign that says, Jesus loves you.
当时我就这样子的打开教会的一扇门，就我自己站在教会门口的这个车里，我摇下window，我就拿着手机，这个一边拍一边呼吁过路的人， 这里有 free mask.
So I sat in my car, leaving one door of the church open with signs saying there's free mass over here, and then also encouraging people to come and grab one.
然后很多人经过的人就去拿了。And
many passerbys, they went and grabbed the mask.
而且他们就一传十，十传百，很多人就传开了，就过来拿。And
one affecting the other, the more people grabbing it, the more news shared out and people came.
然后我看到母亲抱着孩子来拿，他们没有口罩。
I see a mom holding onto her child coming without a mask to grab a mask.
我实在求神能够怜悯眷顾他们。I
really pray that God will show mercy and protect them.
不单让他们拿到这个防护用品口罩，也让他们能够读一读个福音的当章，使他们认识神。Not
only would they take the protective mask, but also they will read the gospel letters.
然后有一个捡破烂的西班牙人老人经过。
And then a homeless person who takes trash came by.
他看到我们教会有免费的口罩，他就非常的感动啊。She
saw free mask and she was super excited and touched.
他当时就半跪的。 亲吻这一个口罩，然后朝着我们教堂的十字架下拜。
She was on one knee worshiping God when they saw the free mask, praising God.
或许我们很多人会对这种人不以为然，或甚至看不起他。Maybe
when we see these type of people, we won't even look at them. We will look down on them sometimes.
但是这一幕深深的感动我，让我明白一件事情。
But what the person did, kneeling on one knee, made me realize one thing.
神愿意怜悯眷顾这些人。
God is willing to have mercy and watch over these people.
在疫情中，神要借着基督徒，借着教会去怜悯眷顾这些人。
And through the pandemic, God is willing to have Christians watch over those people.
所以我们教会剩下的几千个口罩，第一天就分完了。我们接下来就5000、1万的，接下来就到处去买口罩去分了。And
the 1,000 masks that we had left over was gone really quickly, and we continuously buy more masks from different places to be distributed.
当时的口罩是蛮贵的，我一天最多一天分出7000个口罩，很多钱。
At that time, masks were really expensive. we, you know, gave out up to 7,000 masks a day.
因为很多人排队了拿。
Because we have many people lined up to get masks.
但是我没有想钱从哪来, 我只知道神感动了我要去做。
I never thought about where the money would be coming from. All I had in my mind was God has given me the desire, the urgency to give out these masks.
当这些人拿到免费的口罩的说谢谢我的时候，谢谢我们教会的时候。
After they receive the mask and they give thanks to us, to our church.
我就指着他手中的那个福音当中，你要读这个，耶稣爱你，你要感谢耶稣，你要信耶稣。
I point to the pamphlet that was also given, telling them you have to read the gospel pamphlet. Jesus loves you. God loves you.
我这样做的时候，不当警察没有拦阻，反而警察给我名片说，如果治安有问题，可以随时联络他。
To my surprise, the police officers did not stop us from doing that. They actually encouraged us to do so and told us if there's any issues with the line, let us know.
神借着我们教会能够怜悯眷顾愿意来到他面前的人。
God is using our church to have mercy on those who are willing to come before him.
过去4月19号开始，我们这个耶稣爱你这个sign 这个吸引了很多的人。
Since April 19th, the Jesus Loves You sign has attracted many people.
我们不但在教会门口，我们在社区人多的地方到处去摆摊。
We open up in the midst of crowds and in the whole community.
我们在这个诊所门口，我们在这个公园门口。
We're in the parks, we're outside of doctor offices.
我们到洗车的门口。
We are outside of car wash places.
甚至我们就打开 trunk， 因为这个 sign 没有地方挂，我就这样子挂，也吸引很多人。
Sometimes we don't even have any more room, so we just open our car trunk and leave the sign that says Jesus loves you.
然后4月19号，接下来的几个月里，我每天接到很多的电话，因为我的福音单张上有我的手机号码。
In the following months, I received many phone calls because on the gospel pamphlet, I left my phone number there.
很多人就问我今天在哪里分免费口罩。
Many asked me, oh, where are you giving out free masks today?
无论他们是走来的、骑自行车来的、开摩托车过来，还是开车经过的，只要他们愿意来停下来，我们都给他福音大章跟口罩。
Whether they walk by, whether they come in bikes, cars, motorcycles, as long as they're willing to stop, I'm willing to give a mask and a gospel pamphlet.
那些人无论是大人小孩，他们都需要啊。
Whether it's adults or children, they all need it.
因为在这个你火罗纳的重灾区里面住着许多西班牙裔的西班牙人，他们是贫穷的。 他们是就是这个，就算有口罩也买不起。
Area of Corona, there's a lot of Mexicans. They're in the lower poverty levels, and even if there are masks available, they cannot afford it.
但是我感谢神，神在这个过去几个月使用我们教会。
I really thank God for using our church in the past couple months.
但是大人连小孩，他们都过来拿。Whether
adults or children, they all came to grab a free mask.
有一天我们收工的时候，经过 Junction Boulevard.
After we finished one day, we passed by Junction Boulevard.
那我们车上一位同工看到路边有个流浪汉。One
of the coworkers saw that there was homeless man on the street.
他特地叫我 stop， 下车送一包口罩给他。
He told me to stop so he can get off and give a pack of masks.
当对方说谢谢的时候，他回应说感谢是耶稣。
And when the homeless man said thank you, his response was thank Jesus.
我们这样做只有一个目的，疫情中彰显基督的爱。
There's one purpose of us when we're doing that. It's to show Christ's love during pandemic.
无论他是谁，我们尽量教导他，让对方有机会经历到神的怜悯眷顾。
Doesn't matter who they are, where they are, we're giving them opportunities to experience God's mercy and also care.
或许很多人无法来到教会，来到神面前。
Maybe a lot of people cannot come to church, cannot come before God.
但是我们可以来到他们当中，我们把耶稣的爱彰显在他们面前。
But what we can do is we can go in, we can go towards them and bring God's love to them.
很多人因我们的上举非常的激动，感谢神。
There are so many people who are touched and grateful for what we have done.
我们这样做是因为圣经清楚的记载。
We do this because the Bible clearly recorded.
现今已经为我们升入高天，坐在至高神宝座右边的那位基督。
The one that went to heaven, seated on the right hand of the throne of Most High.
他的慈爱、圣洁、公义、怜悯的衣裳，正从他的宝座上垂下来。
The train of his clothes that is filled with love, holiness, righteousness, and mercy drapes down.
眷顾着这个遮盖着、保护着属他的人，愿意投靠他的人。
It covers, watches over, and protects those who belong to him.
很多时候我们以为神只眷顾我们这些已经在主里的人。
Oftentimes we think that God only protects those of us who are already in him.
其实凡尊他在宝座上做王的，也都在他的荫庇之下。
But actually, those who honor him on the throne, they will be able to find shelter in him.
但今天全球有大部分的人平常都不知道需要投靠神。
Actually, in the world right now, there's a lot of people who does not know that they need to find shelter in God.
但是在疫情中，他们深深地感受到，他们需要神的怜悯眷顾。
But in the midst of pandemic, they understand that they need the mercy and protection of God.
尤其借着我们今天教会基督徒在疫情中的上举，使这些还没有认识神的人能够亲身的可以体验。
Especially during pandemic, the acts of love from Christians will share God's love to those who have never experienced it before.
到今天，疫情仍然严峻。
At this day, the pandemic is still severe.
但是我们的基督要怜悯垂顾投靠他的人。
But Christ wants to show mercy to those who find shelter in him.
我们基督徒在疫情中的职责就是彰显基督的爱，帮助别人去投靠他。
And the duty of Christians in the midst of pandemic is to share God's love and to help people to rely on Christ.
你愿意去帮助别人获得神的怜悯垂顾吗？
Are you willing to help others to find shelter and get mercy from the Lord?
我们思想第二方面。
Let us look at the second point.
疫情中神赦免解禁。
God's forgiveness and cleansing during pandemic.
当乌西亚王崩的那年，先知以赛亚看见了主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿。In
the year that King Uzziah died, Prophet Isaiah saw the Lord seated on the throne, high and exalted, and the train of his robe filled the temple.
同时，他还看见了撒拉佛侍立在神的宝座前。And
above him were seraphs.
那么撒拉佛是什么呢？
So what is a seraph? Seraphs are the angel of God's throne.
各有六个翅膀。
Each with six wings.
有两个翅膀遮掩。
With two wings, they cover their faces.
是表示神的威严可畏。
It represents God's majesty.
天使不敢 这个正视神。
Angels are too scared, too fearful to look into his eyes.
两个翅膀遮脚是因为天使觉得自己非常的卑微在神面前。
And with two wings, they cover their feet because they considered themselves as lowly.
两个翅膀飞翔是因为天使要俯视主。
And with two wings, they were flying because they have to fly.
这些天使在宝座面前的呼喊，三声的圣哉。
And the other wings there to serve God because they are the spirit, and they say holy, holy, holy.
表示神的圣洁，同时呢，也告诉我们神配得一切的尊贵和赞美。
It emphasizes on God's holiness and also represents God is worthy of all praise and honor.
当神让先知以赛看到这个情景的时候，那么先知有什么反应呢？
And when God allowed Isaiah to see this, what was his response?
第五节告诉我们，先知说：“那时我说，祸灾我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中。”
In verse 5, he says, "Woe to me, I cried, I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and live among people of unclean lips."
在至圣、至洁、独一的真神面前，在神的荣光中，以赛亚马上意识到自己的不配和不洁。
In front of this God who is full of glory, Isaiah recognizes our unworthiness and uncleanness.
当然，先知以赛亚在人的角度来说，他是个很不错的一个服侍神的仆人。
To humans, Isaiah is actually pretty worthy and pretty high above.
但只有在这个时候，当神给他看见异象，看见天使这样的在神的面前自卑俯视的时候，先知才发现自己是不配传神的话，以及发现自己生命中的败坏。
But when God shows this vision to Isaiah, see how the seraphs were serving the Lord, Isaiah recognized his unworthiness.
我们说不洁的嘴唇来自哪里呢？
Where does unclean lips come from?
那不洁的嘴唇怎么办呢？
And what do we do with an unclean lips?
第六、第七节告诉我们，有一撒拉弗飞到先知跟前，手里拿着红炭。
Verse 6, it says, Then one of the seraphs flew to me with a live coal in his hand.
是用火箭从坛上取下来的，将炭沾我的口说。
Which he has taken with tongs from the altar.
看啊，这炭沾了你的嘴，你的罪孽便除掉，你的罪恶就赦免了。
With it, he touched my mouth and said, See, this has touched your lips, your guilt is taken away, and your sin atoned for.
但先知在神面前承认自己的不配不洁的时候，马上带来神的赦免和洁净。
The moment Isaiah recognizes unworthiness, God sends Seraph to cleanse him.
我们留意先知在神面前说自己祸灾的时候，他非但没有因此受到什么灾祸，反倒得着更大的福分。
When Isaiah says, Woe to me, he did not receive any disaster, but actually he received more blessing.
我不知道弟兄姊妹、同工们，你上一次在神面前承认自己不洁、有罪是什么时候？
I don't know, brother and sister, when was the last time you repent in front of God saying, Woe to me?
或许很多人肯定你，就觉得你很好，甚至以你为榜样。
Maybe a lot of people look up to you and think that you're a great person.
但是先知看到天使在神面前这样的俯视，这样的圣洁，看到神是这样子的至圣，他说自己有祸了。
But when the prophets see how the seraphs were serving the Lord humbly, he recognized he's unworthy and says, "Woe to me."
其实不当先知那个时代的百姓不洁，影响他也不洁，我们同样是一样的情况的。
Not only were they unclean, unworthy, we also are unworthy and unclean.
如果我们也在神面前像先知那样子的承认自己的不洁，我相信神也会再次的赦免洁净我们。
If every one of us is like Isaiah, to see ourselves as Isaiah saw himself as unclean and unworthy, we will also be blessed.
通常一般的基督徒都认为那些还没有认识神的人，甚至是罪大恶极的人，那些人需要神的赦免洁净。
Many times Christians think that non-believers or those who are criminals or who sins a lot are the ones that needs God's forgiveness.
其实我们同样需要被神再次的洁净和赦免。
But to be honest, all of us require God's forgiveness and cleansing.
神不但要洁净教会，赦免我们的罪，神还要用我们。
Not only does God want to forgive us and cleanse us, He also wants to use us.
或许我们看到我们身边那些不认识神的人在疫情中没有悔改，反而做更多的恶。
We see those who does not belong to God in the midst of pandemic, they are not repenting, but actually doing more evil.
但是你知道吗？无论对方犯了什么罪，无论今天现在他们现在什么罪中，但是耶稣可以洁净赦免他的。
But we have to remember, doesn't matter what kind of people they are, what sins they have committed, Jesus is able to cleanse them and is willing to forgive them.
当时以赛亚所面对的情况来说，应该是犹大国的百姓是不洁的，但是先知在神面前蒙光的时候，他没有先说自己很好，他说这个百姓不洁，我也不洁。
During that time, it's the kingdom of Judah, the people that were there that are unclean. However, the prophet does not point fingers at them, but says, we are unclean.
所以今天我们的教会，今天在疫情中，我们要再一次被整洁净赦免，然后我们去帮助别人在神面前认罪悔改。
So in the midst of pandemic, we have to repent in front of God, asking for forgiveness, and then we should go out and help others to seek forgiveness from the Lord. Because the Lord is willing to have mercy and cleanse those who find shelter in Him.
在过去分口罩的这个时间里面,
during the past time of giving out free masks,
很多人我看到很多人只拿口罩，福音当中就不拿。
I saw many just taking the free mask and not taking the gospel pamphlet.
有人这个不好意思拒绝，同时拿福音当中，当时走几步就丢掉了。
Or some take the pamphlet and the mask, but walk a couple blocks, toss the pamphlet out.
我心里非常的为他们惋惜，如果他们拿口罩的同时也看看福音当中，多好啊。
I'm a little saddened by it because wouldn't it be great if they read the gospel pamphlet along with using the masks?
因为我们知道他们需要神的洁净和赦免。
Because we know and understand that they need God's protection and cleansing.
以只有神能够洁净赦免他们。
And there's an only God can cleanse and forgive them.
就是我在说很多的时候，我们看到别人不愿意悔改的时候，其实也反映我们的生命中也存在跟他们类似的光景。
So when we see their unwillingness to repent, it also reflects on ourselves too. Sometimes we are not willing to repent either.
因为我们常常像保罗所说的，你看到弟兄眼中有良木，这个却发现不了自己的眼中有刺。
You see the prick in someone else, but you don't see the plank in your own eye.
我们很容易看到别人的败坏。
We can easily see other people's flaws.
其实当我们真正遇见神之后，我们才发现原来我也败坏。
But it's not until you truly understand and experience God, you will see that you are also extremely flawed.
今天我们在疫情中也要需要有这样的看见。
In the midst of pandemic, we need to have this eyesight.
我们今天活在这个败坏的时代，我们容易沾染污秽，我们容易被世俗同化的。
We are in, we're living in this world. We can be easily affected.
我们可以留意一下，许多人自称是信耶稣多年。
We can see a lot of people say that they're Christian, claim that they're Christians.
但我要问，在这疫情当中，你有固定的聚会奉献吗？
But then I will question, in the midst of pandemic, do you attend service regularly?
你有参加 Zoom 上的祷告会吗？
Do you attend Zoom's prayer meeting?
你曾在祷告中到里面火热沸腾吗？
Have you been praying to a point as if you're boiling on the inside?
你曾在祷告中被神光照，再次承认自己的罪而流泪吗？
Have you prayed to a point that you recognize your sin and you are crying in front of God?
我们知道疫情只有神可以止住，但是我们有没有为这一个疫情不断的蔓延，但是世人不肯悔改，为他们带刀流泪吗？
We understand God is the one that ultimately can stop the pandemic, but have we prayed to have people repent so that God can stop the pandemic sooner?
多少老基督徒软弱的还是软弱？
A lot of old Christians, when they're weak, they're still weak.
亏欠的还是亏欠？
The ones that owe God, they still owe God.
沉睡的还是沉睡？
Those who are asleep are still sleeping.
爱世界的照样爱世界。
Those who love the world still love it.
甚至犯罪的还是犯罪。
Those who sin, they still keep on sinning.
这样的基督徒不要紧吗？
Aren't they important as well?
我们需要再次悔改并得到神的赦免和洁净。
We need to once again repent in order to receive God's forgiveness and cleansing.
我们信耶稣久了，我们觉得别人需要悔改，其实我们忘了，我们也需要再一次的。
After being a Christian for a long time, we often forget, we often think that others need to repent, but we often forget we also need to repent.
路加福音第五章记载,
In Gospel of Luke, chapter 5, it says,
当彼得照着耶稣的吩咐下网打鱼，捞到许多鱼的时候,
When Jesus went was on Peter's boat and commanded them to go to the deeper waters to fish.
彼得当时就反应说：“主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。”
When they have done so, they caught a large number of fish. And when Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knee and said, "Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man."
我们知道今天我们都是服侍神的人，但是我们需要再一次被洁净，才能够被神用。
We know we are being used by God these days. However, we have to repent in order to be continuously used by Him.
或许我们今天再一次沾染污秽，但是在神有赦免之恩，我们要认罪悔改，我们同样可以被神使用的。Maybe
we have sinned against God. However, if we repent in front of Him, He will show mercy on us.
疫情中的教会基督徒需要更新。
In the midst of pandemic, church needs renewal.
我们千万不要原地踏步。
We should not be stationary.
信主好久了，却仍然一成不变，侍奉到一个地步，不知道为什么要侍奉。
Believe in God for many years and don't see any changes. We have served to a point we don't even know and understand why we serve.
忽略了这个属灵的追求长进。
We neglect spiritual growth.
其实教会在疫情中要有所作为。
In the midst of pandemic, church, we must do something.
我出去这个分这个福音大章跟口罩的时候，看到很多的人。
In the midst of giving out free masks, I saw many people.
甚至有一天我停下车了，很多人不排队过来抢的。
There's one time I parked my car, many people don't even get in line. They just came and kind of robbed us for the masks.
他们只知道他们需要口罩。
All they see is they need masks.
但是我看到的是他们不但需要口罩，他们更需要耶稣。
But what I see is that not only do they need masks, they need Jesus even more.
这个有一天5月11号， 这个几天到13号，我在 Corona 一个 Park 门口分这个口罩跟福音单张。On
May 11th to May 15th, I was outside of Corona Park giving out masks and gospel pamphlets.
当时这个地方这个促使我想起了十几年前的一个晚上。And
over at Corona Park, it made me think of a night, a third. 10+ years ago.
那晚，Billy Graham 牧师在这个公园开布道会。
And it was the night where Billy Graham held an evangelical meeting in Corona Park.
他那王这个讲到布道的信息非常简单。
The message he shared that night was very simple.
然后他讲了几句就呼召别人说。
He only said a couple words, and then he was calling to people, saying,
无论你做了什么不该做的，只要你现在肯认罪悔改，神可以既往不咎。
He says, doesn't matter what you have done in the past, as long as you're willing to repent right now, Lord will forgive.
我看到很多的人这个举手愿意信耶稣。
I saw many people raising their hand, willing to accept Jesus.
那时候我还是神学生，我明白一件事情，要被神用，你的生命需要不断的被洁净。
I was still a seminary student at that time, but I understood that if you want to be used by God, you have to continuously be cleansed.
我不是夸口，那王这个 Billy Graham 的信息我也可以讲，但是我如果上去没有几个人，甚至一个都没有会举手。
I'm not trying to be prideful. What Billy Graham has shared that night, I can definitely go up and share the same. However, when I do the calling, probably not many people will believe.
今天我们要被神用，你要先被神洁净。
Today, when we want to be used by God, we first have to be cleansed by God.
尤其我们面对这场疫情，很多人活在罪恶里面，我们需要这个像天使那样子的，在神面前是一个自卑，是一个自洁的人。
Especially during pandemic, we have to be like the seraphs, humbly come before God, to be used.
因为在疫情中，我们要影响人得着神的赦免和洁净。
Because we are to affect other people to cleanse ourselves, in front of God.
这需要牵涉到叫对方承认有神，也在神面前认罪悔改。
That affecting meaning, helping others to understand that there is a God and that we have to repent in front of Him.
我知道叫人向神悔改不是一件容易的事情。
I know it's a difficult task to ask other people to repent in front of God.
但不是一件不可能的事情。
However, it's not impossible.
我们知道这个骄傲自负的亚兰国将军南麦。
Just like the super arrogant Aramean commander Naaman,
他因着他家里有一个从以色列掳来的小使女和他身边的仆人，使他终于在神的面前谦卑悔改了。
And due to the servant girl who was from Israel, he was willing to listen and be cleansed.
而且他的长大麻风就全然得到洁净了。
And his leprosy was healed after listening to the servant girl.
所以今天我们要让帮助别人得着神的赦免和洁净。
So today we have to help others to find healing and find cleansing from God.
或许你不是一个大人物，不是牧师，不是什么宣教士，但是我们仍然可以像这个拿麦身边的小使女跟仆人一样，影响主人悔改的。
Maybe you're not a pastor, you're not a missionary, at this moment. However, we can be just like the servant girl near Naaman, affecting other people.
我不知道我每天带着同工出去分担当，有多少人会悔改。
I don't know how many people will repent after us doing giving out the free masks.
但是我清楚神感动我这样做。
However, what I understand is I have received a calling andFrom God.
我们到处的去做同样的事情。
We do the same thing over and over in many different places.
我们就是让别人能够有机会听见耶稣，亲身经历到耶稣爱他，因为借着教会是他们亲身的体会。
I want them to have the opportunity to physically experience Jesus through our church.Jesus love.
不但是听见，而且是亲眼看见、体验到疫情中基督的爱。
Not only would they hear, but more importantly, physically experience Christ's love through pandemic.
在这个过去几个月的口罩福音事工这个过程里面，我们彰显了基督的爱。
Through giving our free mask in the pamphlet, we have shown Christ's love.
我也看到了自己的不足和不配。
I also see my own unworthiness.
我甚至意识到我跟这个败坏的世代一样，都需要神的赦免和洁净。
I actually have noticed that I need cleansing just like the world.
我知道神愿意赦免洁净投靠他的人。
I know and understand God is willing to forgive and cleanse those who are willing to repent in front of Him.
我相信疫情中神要借着 教会基督徒能够使许许多多的人得到赦免，神的赦免和洁净。
I believe through pandemic, God has used many churches to help people find forgiveness from the Lord.
你们阿们吗？
Do you amen to that?
我们思想第三方面，疫情中神愿意用我。
Let's look at the third point, which is in the midst of pandemic, God is using me.
当乌西亚王死的那年，以赛亚不但看见了主，看见了天使，看见了自己和百姓的罪。
The year the king Uzziah died, the prophet was able to see himself, the Israelites, and also God.
接着先知还看见什么呢？
What else did the prophet see?
第八节说，我又听见主的声音说，我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？
Verse 8 says, Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? And who will go for us?
神让以赛亚看见了需要。
God has allowed Isaiah to see there is a need.
什么需要呢？
What is the need?
他的国家需要耶和华神，而神需要一个仆人。
That is, the nation needs Jehovah God, and God needs a servant.
神要这个仆人去做什么呢？
What does God want the servant to do?
去传达神的信息，去呼吁败坏的人转向神。
And that is to share God's message, to call the corrupt people to return to God.
这个时候，以赛亚领悟到，原来神愿意用他，因为让他看见了嘛。
At the moment, Isaiah understood that God wants to use him because he has seen it.
神不但让以赛亚看见，也让他听见了神的声音了。
God not only allowed Isaiah to see it, but also hear it as well.
先知回应说，我在这里，请差遣我。
So then Isaiah's response is, Here I am, send me.
弟兄们，看到没有？以赛亚乐意接受神的差遣，为那失落的世代愿意摆上自己。
Brother and sister, do you not see? Isaiah is willing to accept God's calling in the fallen generation. He's willing to step up.
这种一位敬畏神的仆人这样说。
Just like someone who feared the Lord once said.
上帝若呼召你去，你为传道。
If God calls you to preach the gospel,
不要作践自己去当皇帝。
Don't take a step down and be a king.
上帝若呼召你去为他传话，你不要作践自己去当皇帝。
If God calls you to into full-time ministry, don't take a step down and be a king.
以赛亚明知面对的是一项不可能的任务。
Isaiah understood and know that he is to do an impossible task.
让他肯对主说，我在这里，请差遣我。
But he is willing to say, Here I am, send me.
因为他清楚地看到了这个疫情中的这个神愿意怜悯垂顾。
Because he has personally seen that God is willing to forgive those in the midst of pandemic.
所以他要起来帮助人能够来到神的殿中，来到神的垂顾的衣裳下面。
So he is willing to bring people to be protected under the shelter of the Lord.
他看到了整个败坏的世代，而且呢，他已经被神得到洁净了，他要影响人同样得到神的赦免和洁净。
He has seen the corruptness of the world, and he himself has been cleansed. He wants others to be cleansed just like him.
所以他毫无保留地回应神说，我在这里，请差遣我。
So he didn't even hesitate and says, Here I am, send me.
请问这说这句话容易吗？
My question to you is it easy to say such words?
如果光说不做呢，当然容易了。
If you just say it and don't do it, of course it's easy.
我知道很多的基督徒甚至传道人跟神说过类似这样的话，一遍两遍无数次了，但是都没有兑现。
I've definitely know many Christians who have done such saying these words, but actually never done it.
或者坚持了一段时间就不能继续下去了。
Or have followed through for a little while and wasn't able to continue.
很多人问我说，杨牧师啊，在疫情中 ,Corona 地区这么疫情这么严峻，你不要命了，为什么坚持这么久？
A lot of people ask me, oh, Pastor, Corona Church in that area, it is badly hit by the virus. Don't you want your life? Why are you risking it?
我说，这是神感动我的。
I said, because the Lord has touched my heart.
神让我看见的。
God has allowed me to see the need.
神要我这样做的。
God want me to do this.
因为过去我们40天的分免费口罩分出了超过10万个口罩，我花了许许多多的钱，都是神自己供应的。
I said in the past 40 days, we have given out 100,000 masks, and God has provided the money for the mask.
我知道神要用我。
I know that God wants to use me.
其实我知道神要用我，不是四月十九号，我在2003年的时候，神呼召我走上全职服事的那一天，我已经很清楚了。
My calling wasn't just started back in April this year. It started back in 2003 when God called me into full-time ministry. I fully and truly understand my mission.
我曾经跟神说过类似的话，我愿意，请你使用我。
I have said similar words to the Lord. God use me.
所以我一直都没有忘记在跟神说过这句话，所以我一直在兑现这句话。
I have never forgotten those words I've said to him, and I am following through with that.
我知道能够被神用是恩典。
I know that it is a grace of God that he's willing to use me.
正如前不久有人再次提起我一些不堪回首的往事。
Just like recently, someone brought up my unbearable past.
我承认对方所说的都是事实属实的。
I have to admit what the person has said, they are all facts.
我曾经的确犯了他所说的一些罪，甚至更多的罪。
I have definitely sinned greatly in the past.
但是我感谢神昨天的赦免和洁净，我愿意用我的每一天来执行神的给我的使命。
But I thank God for the forgiveness and cleansing. I am willing to use every day to do God's mission.
我知道分口罩是危险的，容易被感染的。
I know giving out masks is extremely risky. I can be easily infected.
甚至我可以承认，很多人劝我不要做，也是出于好心的。
And I understand a lot of people asking me not to do it anymore. It's due to their kindness and care.
但是我要听从神。
However, I have to listen to God.
如果我们去留意圣经，神所用的一些的仆人，常常是担负极危险的任务。
When we read the Bible, there's a lot of people who God uses. They always face dangerous tasks.
我们说摩西去跟法老说，让以色列百姓离开埃及，他不危险吗？
Just like Moses going to Pharaoh, asking him to let the Israelites go. Isn't that dangerous?
保罗被耶稣基督兴起成外邦人的使徒，他的一生不危险吗？
And such as Paul, who has became a gospel spearer for the Gentiles. Isn't that dangerous as well?
但是保罗知难而进，不以自己的性命为念。
However, Paul went against the tide and doesn't regard his own life as important.
因为他知道神要用他。
Because Paul understands and knows that God wants to use him.
我过去去过洪都拉斯宣教。
I have went on a mission in Honduras.
其实洪都拉斯这个枪杀率是全球最高的。
Honduras has the highest gunshot violence death.
很多人说那里很危险，但是我说神要我去的。
Many says it's very dangerous over there, but I said God wants me to go there.
我去缅甸宣教不危险吗？那些都是贫穷落后的地方。
I went to Myanmar for a mission. It's dangerous as well because they have the highest poverty level.
我感谢神今天这个在疫情中神愿意用我。
I am very grateful and thankful that God is still willing to use me in the midst of pandemic.
如果没有神自己的带领，我无法在疫情中被神使用的。
But if it wasn't for God's own guidance, I would not be able to give out masks during pandemic.
正如这个在五月份的时候，我有一个教会愿意支持$10,000来支持我们的疫情中分口罩。
Just like a church back in May, is willing, to support us, financially in order for us to give out free masks.
对，我每一次看到神感动弟兄姊妹愿意的帮，愿意的摆上的时候，我更迫切的说，神啊，我在这里，请你差遣我。
And when I see that, I am even more touched, more willing to be used by God, saying, "Here I am, use me, send me."
因为神不单要用我，其实也用每一个教会，每一个基督徒。
Because God is not only willing to use me, my church, but all the churches, every one of us.
但今天我们各自所在的区域，我们可以用这个适合我们的本地的方式，在疫情中被神使用。
We are in different areas, and we can be used, in our own community, in our own way.
因为我深信，疫情中神要得着一些人。
I truly believe that God wants to save some in the midst of pandemic.
很多时候我们只留意到新闻，这个患这个疫情的人数增加了。
All the time when we read the news, we see the number of cases going up of the virus.
但是我们有没有为这些这个患病或甚至将要失去生命还没有得救的人着急呢？
But are we eager to see those people saved, those who might actually pass away soon?
我们感谢神，教会，我们教会不但在 Subway 的 station 下面摆摊，我们在路上摆摊，我们就是告诉别人这个神在乎你们。
We are giving out masks in subway stations all over the community. The point is to have people understand that God loves them.
然后根据我过去的经验，我照着神的感动所做的，让我知道其实神不但愿意在疫情愿意用我，用你们的教会。
And through the pandemic, I understand that God wants to use my church and your church and all the churches.
我们知道洪水泛滥的时候，耶和华仍然坐着为王。
We know that when the oceans roar, the Lord still reigns.
疫情中，神可以用我们的。
In the midst of pandemic, God can use us.
是的，我们都是不配的。
Yes, none of us are worthy.
但是圣经让我们看到神可以用我们。
But the Bible makes us understand that God can and will use us.
让我们一起对神说，我在这里，请差遣我。
Let us say to God together, I am here, send me.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray together.
天父，感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
虽然疫情仍然严峻。
Even though the pandemic is still severe.
但是我相信你愿意人人都悔改。
But we know you want everyone to repent.
虽然许多患病的人在疫情面前仍然没有向你悔改。
Even though there's many who is unwilling to repent, in the midst of pandemic.
但是你要我们教会能够有从你而来的看见。
But Lord, may you give us the eyesight to see your will.
让我们在这个疫情中为这些世上的灵魂代求。
So that we can pray for those lost souls during pandemic.
让我们在疫情中愿意的与你同行。
And also help us to be willing to walk with you.
我们影响这个败坏的世代归向你。
To affect this corrupt world, to be willing to come back to you.
因为耶和华神是不改变的。
Because, Lord, you are never changing.
过去你让先知以赛亚看到你的衣裳垂下遮满圣殿。
You allow Prophet Isaiah to see the train of your robe draping down.
只要愿意够来到你圣殿的人，你都可以怜悯眷顾。
As long as we're willing to come to your temple, you will care for them.
我们就要影响别人来到你的面前。
We should affect others to bring them to you.
虽然我们看到罪恶不法的事每天在发生。
Even though we see all these different crimes occurring each and every day.
许多的世人死在罪恶过犯当中。
And many are living in sin.
但是耶稣的宝血可以洁净所有肯悔改的人。
But the blood of Christ is able to cleanse those who are willing to repent.
主啊，兴起你的教会，成为旷野的声音，成为末世的宣教士。
Lord, rise up your church so that we can be the missionaries in the end time.
唯有耶稣告诉世人，唯有耶稣可以赦免他的罪，洁净他。
Tell people that only through Jesus Christ we will find forgiveness in the Lord.
让我们今天听见你信息的人都对主说：“我在这里，请使用差遣我。”
Help each and every one of us who have heard the message today to be willing to say, "Here I am, send me."
请你听我们的祷告。
Lord, may you listen to our prayer.
奉耶稣的名求，阿门。
Pray in the name of Lord Jesus. Amen.